Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Next week is going to be nuts. It really is going to be crazy with the winter meetings, and I expect a lot of stuff to pop off. You're hearing the rumors, maybe the groundwork being laid here midweek this week, but I think as early as, I guess it starts as it starts Sunday night, people maybe getting into town Sunday night.
Well,
and then
yeah,
it officially starts Monday.
Unless I'm misremembering, didn't the Soto stuff break on a Sunday night?
That's right. Hoff, when was
right?
that?
I thought it was.
A year ago.
December 12th, right?
What was that a year
Something
ago when
like
we did, when we were live on the Rico as that news broke? Remember that for the Soto thing? Was that December?
Did it happen already or no?
No. No.
Oh. It's coming up in December?
I'm asking you. I don't understand.
I'm still looking up the Post article that I couldn't find.
What?
You guys told me to go look up an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could have sworn it was a Sunday night because I feel like I was laying in bed watching the Sunday night game.
It was a Sunday night.
Okay.
I was sitting
Was that
there.
The first night of the meetings?
I shouldn't definitively say
they got there.
I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday night because I believe I was getting ready to go on SNY afterward. Hoff, we're talking about the night Soto signed where we were live on the Rico.
You and
yeah.
Lugie.
I was there.
Yeah. When was it, is what we're asking.
Oh,
what
okay.
is wrong with you?
December 8th.
Are you all right? Thank you, Dove. Jeez. Hoff getting left by Dove here. What are you, rusty today? We are. I mean, there's a lot going on, but jeez.
I mean, like, we don't have anything on our
minds.
We
got a show to do here.
It's been a long week.
Right?
Holy goodness.
Are those headphones working? Goodness gracious. By the way, speaking of the headphones, did you see the picture that I used for Gravesend?
I did. Yeah, I liked it. I saw it.
Right? How they had the little set with the old school headphones?
Yeah, that was... They had like a record behind you, like one of those fake platinum records, or when you went gold back in the day, right?
It was cool. Like an old school 80s type studio for a DJ Tom Paul. So I thought, when I walked in there and they saw the set, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it looked real, right? Like a real move, a real show.
Set for my little part in this thing?
Maybe we could do shows from there soon.
I'll tell you this, dude. Acting is something that I always thought I wanted to do.
Me too.
And then actually doing it,
yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I mean, I did it, and I did it well.
Yeah, well, we'll judge if you did it well when we actually see the show.
That is true. I look forward to that. Season 3, Gravesend.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to be released, but we'll get you that info, whatever. Will DeMeo, great job. But even if I did this well, I did it well for a paragraph.
Imagine doing
real lines.
No, I don't. I actually, no. So when you thought that acting was appealing...
Yeah.
What role did you ever get this far in the thought process?
No.
Because sadly, I did.
Weirdly, you had a role in mind?
Yeah, I'm like,
if you're an actor, you got to take what roles come, no?
Well, I could be typecast. I mean, okay. I don't know. I don't know that I had that diversity where I could just bounce from role to role. And, you know, I always thought that it would be, God, I'm going to sound like such an idiot saying this, but why not? I'll give you. So I remember, and this is when I got into the business.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my old agent this, like, hey, come on, let's see if we can. I started to do some other stuff, and let's see if we can carve out some acting chops here. I think I got them. Get me some roles. And the role, which never happened, and the role that I thought I would be good at was always an undercover detective. Or, no, hear me out. An undercover detective or like a captain at the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Firehouse, who got caught up in the wrong stuff. Either, you know, whether it's the mob or whether it's drugs or whether it's gambling. So I was really conflicted. A really good character who wanted to do the right thing.
Jeez.
But
you should have written your own stuff.
I should write it. I mean, geez, it's pretty detailed. Well, maybe I will write it.
You could have written your own thing and then acted it. No, I never thought that. I just thought I wanted to be an actor. And really, the only reason why I said that.
But kind of like Bruce Willis. So only Bruce never really shaded to the bad side. I'm just telling you the truth, you know?
I get it.
Kind of looked like Bruce a little bit back then, you know? Tidy whitey t-shirt on, shaved the head, and a little scruff. Hit the weights for a couple of months.
I thought it would help me get women. Although I had no problem. No, I'm serious. That's why I want to be an actor. This is not 10 years ago. This is going back, 25 years ago.
Right, so 25 years ago, you were 9. I mean, 25 years ago, you were 20? 21?
I'm saying
you needed to become an actor to get laid.
Well, I thought it would help. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be famous and be an actor. And then I realized quickly I realized quickly then that's not going to happen. Now, it was never like my dream over wanting to be Mike and the Mad Dog. That was felt like while you do that, some guys do a little bit of both, maybe be an actor. So it's great to have that experience doing it. But after doing it, I in fact learned I don't think there's any way I can actually be a real actor. That's got to be hard. And I'm a guy playing a small part with a small line who's basically playing a radio host.
Like,
I can't do that, I might as well pack it up.
Okay, now here's the irony of this situation, though. So as you dreamt all those years ago of becoming an actor to have a little success with the women, you literally, now again, we'll determine if you're good when we see it, you literally are an actor at the moment. And you might have the opportunity with the women. The irony is, now that they come, you're married.
Of course. That's always a problem. Right, see how many people like that Instagram post. Oh, he's an actor?
I didn't like the shirt that you're wearing. I would have given you a different shirt. Yeah. Like, that almost looked like it was like a silk. To me, it was like something you'd wear when you go to the Bahamas or St. John's or Croy.
All right, you have to remember, I'm an 80s DJ.
Yeah, I know.
They have people that do wardrobe.
No, of course. And I'm not here to criticize their wardrobe selection.
Take it easy on Lorenzo, all right?
I mean, I'm thinking if I'm in the 80s, right, and I'm a DJ and I'm doing the role that you shot.
Mob ties as well.
That's true.
I mean, like Tony, it was kind of like a Tony Soprano.
Tony wouldn't have worn that shirt.
It's a little too loud for Tony.
Not even too loud, just too fancy. Like, give me the old thick rope chain. Give me the thick collar with a couple of buttons open. I don't know.
Yeah,
my only mild
you
critique.
You should also apply for wardrobe design. I mean, you can
get the resume ready.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Kev, that's what it says on the board here. Calling from Staten Island. What's up, Kev?
Yo, BT and Sal.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yo, you guys are the best. Big fan of the show, Sal. When you get going, oh my gosh.
Kevy, before you continue, can you get on a damn phone line that we could hear what you actually have to say? Because I feel like I might need the positive reinforcement.
as you lavish Sal with praise, please make sure everybody can hear you.
Okay, try it one more time. We'll give you a chance.
Okay, give me one more second.
There you go.
Can you hear me better now?
No, we can't. And we appreciate the call, Kevy. Kevin, thank you. I think he was talking about, I heard like my greatness somewhere in there. Did you hear that? He loved the show.
I didn't hear.
Oh, okay. Maybe I just heard he loved the show.
I missed that part.
No, and I really wanted to hear what he was going to say. He was going to talk about Belichick's girlfriend. But we appreciate the support, Kev. We just can't. I mean, it was a horrible phone line. We couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Bruce is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Bruce.
What's up?
Not much. Listen, whatever happens in the future, best of luck to you, but I love listening to your show.
Thanks, man.
And,
thank you very much.
Listening to you talk Yankees got me going.
There you go. What do you got?
I would love them. I would love to see them try to trade Jazz and free up that spot and then sign Bo Bichette. And then I'd like to see them re-sign Bellinger. And I think we definitely need starting pitching. Sal, you said we didn't need starting pitching. Who went more than four innings against Toronto?
Oh, Yankees. I mean, Bruce. Yankees don't need starting pitching. They've got an abundance of starting pitching.
Right, and you can't just boil it down to one series, and that's even more to me a reason why I wouldn't invest in starting pitching. They did get beat up, and thank you for the call, Bruce. We appreciate you checking in. You're referencing one series, and as you know, anything could happen in a series. More the point why I wouldn't go over the top, where the Yankees already have a lot of money invested in that rotation, not to mention Cole coming back. Cole freed Rodon. How much more are you going to invest in the starting rotation? And even with that loaded rotation, I know Cole wasn't there, but obviously with Schlittler and all that stuff, it still wasn't good enough to be able to beat Toronto.
Yeah, I know, but think about this. If Gerrit Cole gets his 30, now he's not going to get 30 this year because he missed all of April. Let's say he comes back middle of May, maybe earlier, but to be conservative, let's say that Gerrit Cole makes 25 starts next year. And he had zero last year. And Schlittler had about 10 or whatever it was. And let's say Schlittler makes 20-plus. That is 40-plus starts from a Hall of Famer in Gerrit Cole and one of the filthiest young pitchers I've ever seen in my life in terms of the Yankees and the Mets. I mean, you know, Dwight Gooden's on a rarefied planet, clearly. Camp Schlittler during that Red Sox game was not very far behind. And I know it's a small sample. Point is, if those guys made 40 starts last year, Yankees don't finish in a tie with the Red Sox, with Toronto, don't lose on a tiebreaker, win the division. Maybe their trajectory is different. Maybe not. By the way, I'm not saying that I would invest in pitching because I think the Yankees are deficient.
Right.
I'm saying I would invest in pitching because it could be a different way to win.
And make it a superpower.
Just unleash the best rotation we've seen in decades.
Because you're probably not going to be able to be better than the Dodgers or Blue Jays in the other areas. Why not strengthen a great strength of yours already and hope that that could win out?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.